the moment I heard your voice bring me back to communion. Lead me back to the moment I saw your face. And it was all so simple. It was easy to love. No space between us. It was easy to trust. You are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's when the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Feels so good to know you are my friend. Take me back to the garden. Lead me back to the moment I heard your voice. Bring me back to communion. Lead me back to the moment I saw your face. And it was all so simple. It was easy to love. No space between us, it was easy to trust. You are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. 'Cause here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. This is the garden. Here in the place I find you close, this is communion. Here in the place I'm fully known, and it was all so simple, you're so easy to love. No space between us, you're so easy to trust. 'Cause you are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's when the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. You are closer, closer than my friend. And it was all so simple. You're so easy to love. No space between us, you're so easy to trust. 'Cause you are closer, closer than my skin. And you are in the air I'm breathing in. And here's when the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing, no. You've already approved of me. This is where I'm meant to be. Me and you me. I don't have to prove a thing. You've already approved of me. 'Cause you are closer, closer than my skin. You are in the air I'm breathing in. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. We are returning. We are returning. We are returning to the desires of your heart. Yes, we are. We are returning. We are returning. We are returning to the desires of your heart. We are returning. We are returning. We are returning to the desires of your heart, yeah. And it was all so simple. You're so easy to love. And no space between us, you're so easy to trust. And it was all so simple, you're so easy to love. No space between us, you're so easy to trust. You are closer, closer than my skin. And you are in the air I'm breathing in. And here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It feels so good to know you are my friend. 'Cause you are closer, closer than my skin. It feels so good to know you are my friend. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much. Can you hear me, Minister Kalen?
Yes, loud and clear.
With that being said, we are going to go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, 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 you are so, so good to us. And you are wonderful. And you loved us so much that you gave us your best, your Son, our King, Lord Jesus, our Savior, our Deliverer. And we say thank you. It's so easy to love you. It's so easy to trust you. And you're closer than our skin. So, Lord, as the word comes forward this day, we know it's going to be mighty, Father, coming through your living epistle, Father. We are going to receive it, Father. We are going, Lord, to be encouraged, Lord. We are going, Lord, to be changed and uplifted in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, thank you for the co-founders of this call. Thank you for the word that's coming forward. Thank you for the family that's on this call and for those who are unable to be on the call today, but they are part of the Master's call. So we love you. We extol your greatness. We thank you for your young woman of God. I so thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, Father. And Lord, in you we live and move and have our being. And we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, for Artist Life that brought many of us together. And with all of that, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because you are our master in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus. Family, I am going to turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Prophet Kai. God bless you. Love you. Take it away.
Okay. This is Minister Keisha.
Oh, Minister Keisha, I'm sorry. I love you.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. God bless you this morning. Just want to say good morning to you and thank you for greeting everyone this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that awesome tag that Minister Benita added on to, which is the truth. We win Wednesday fully reliant on God, and that's the only way that we will win every battle. Win every day is fully reliant on God. So thank you guys for that this morning. Also, thanking God and praising God for Kalen this morning, ushering us into the presence of God and setting the heavens down. You were quoting some parts of that song, and the one that stuck out to me is, this is where I'm meant to be, me and you and me. I don't have to prove a thing because you already approved of me, and that really touched my heart this morning, so I appreciate the worship this morning, and we just welcome the Holy Spirit on this call today. My name is Keisha Lynn. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. So I just want to give you a little information on how this call got started. In October 2010, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon were obedient and started this call, and thanking God for them, too, for doing so. The foundational scripture on which it stands is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. There is a website that you can visit 24/7, and the website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, maybe you even have a praise and worship in your heart that you would like to usher in the Lord, you may do so. If you have any prayer requests and or praise reports, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you.
Also, on Fridays, we take prayer requests and praise reports in the second half of that call. This phenomenal company, Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday, right after this call, the TMC call. A team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Once again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And the bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Awareness Wednesday, and the Power Couple of Health, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, will be hosting that call. And the topic of the call today is 10 signs someone you love may have Alzheimer's. And we encourage you after this call to jump on that call and get that information that you may need. So wishing everyone, yesterday was our very own Minister Rosalind and Sir John anniversary, and also the Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon had an anniversary the day before that. So just wishing them, you know, just a special blessing as they celebrate. So at this time, I would like to introduce our speaker of the day, which is our very own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we love to call our Mother Eagle, and that is what she is to us, our Mother Eagle. After a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in the corporate America, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her call into the ministry. She then enrolled at the Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in January 1990, and she was ordained in January 1995. She is founder and director of VAN Networks. Dr. Vanessa completed her mathematics BA in industrial engineer technology degrees from Spelman College and the Southern Technical Institute. She later received her Master's of Christian Education, Master's of Divinity from Oral Roberts University. Dr. Vanessa was nominated to Who's Who among American colleges and universities. She completed her Doctorate of Religious Philosophy from Tabernacle Bible College Seminary, and she was featured as an expert on radio and television. She had a 30-minute radio and internet broadcast program, Speaking the Truth in Love. Dr. Vanessa founded and served as senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. She presently serves as one of the associate ministers at Mount Corinth Baptist Church, where Dr. Clarence Talley Sr. is the senior pastor in Hempstead, Texas. She travels internationally, ministering the prophetic word of God. She teaches Bible study, and she is the co-founder of this call, the Master Call, and the inspirational motivational calls that she oversees daily. So there's more to her story. We encourage you to go to our website and continue to read and be blessed by what she has done and served in her life at this time. So without further ado, I would like to introduce this mighty woman of God that will speak the oracles of God in your life and pray you through some things. So with I introduce to some and present to others our beautiful Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there?
Yes, I am, woman of God. I'm right here. Thank you so much for that very kind introduction. Greetings to each and every one of you. Winning Wednesday, that's an awesome tag by our minister Robin this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting and seating our entire Master's Call family as they came on the line. Big shout out to Miss Kaylin Lee. I tell you, such an anointed time of worship and song this morning. Truly the hand of the Lord is on her life and on all she does. Just a sweet spirit ushered us in this morning, and we thank you for allowing God to use you. And then to her mom, who you just heard her voice, Minister Keisha Lee, serving as our host this morning, thank you for doing what you do. And to my co-founder, my co-laborer, as we work in the vineyard of the Lord, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We love you. We appreciate you there in California early this morning. Have been blessed for this journey coming up on 10 years that the Lord has allowed us to serve God and his people. Before I forget, we're not sure if Minister Keisha got the word, asking all of us to please keep in prayer Pastor Chuck Brown, Charles Brown. We all who've been with this call any period of time, I know and love him. He's been with us since the beginning of our call for a number of years. He was on the road, is in Virginia, ministering as he presently lives in Atlanta, and was taken to the hospital and diagnosed with COVID-19. So we're keeping him in prayer and asking our entire family of TNC and our artist family as we bombard heaven, praying for him and believing God for his healing, and Marcia and the kids to be calm when you're in a different city and away from home. But God is a healer and God is everywhere. So we're just believing God that all of this will come together and work together for God's good. Well, I've been in the midst of a series that God has given me, and I'm just excited to take my time and just minister as God has given it to me on the topic of practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. Practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. And we started off a while back with the 12 examples of things to believe for and practice. 12 examples, and we started off with number one of I will voice God's planted desire in my heart in prayer. I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. In other words, I'll decree and declare and make known the desires of my heart with the scripture text, the 37th Psalm, that fourth verse. And the second we discussed over 2 weeks was the power of God is working in my life. The power of God is working in my life. From 2 Peter 1, that third verse from the Apostle Peter in that second book, chapter 1, the third verse. And we use the story of Joseph as the backdrop of talking about even through our process. And we talked about in our lives, we often go chosen by God from the pit to the palace with the holy haters of Potiphar's wife, to prison when you're like, okay, we're going in the wrong direction, and then ending up as the prime minister. And all through it, the thread of understanding how to usher in the presence of God through prayer and praise. This morning, we want to continue and talk about I will make knowing God. Number three, I will make knowing God in me, with me, as my highest priority in my life. I will make knowing God in me, with me, as my highest priority in my life. And chose as a text scripture, Matthew 7. Matthew, that seventh chapter, the 21st verse, which reads, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. See, a lot of folks call them saints, some sell saints, but they're really apes, and we don't have to judge. We have to be fruit inspectors, first of our own fruit, than of others. But what is the measuring stick? The word of God. And so the scripture that Apostle Matthew was letting us know, that everyone who calls on the Lord will not enter the heavens. I want to talk about keeping the main thing, the main thing. Keeping the main thing the main thing. What do you mean, Dr. V? I mean, have focused faith. I'm encouraging us to have focused faith because it will always produce firm, rooted, and grounded faith in God. And then you'll have a deep confidence in His Word coming to pass in our lives. See, many of us, we know the story in Mark 4 about planting the seed. Some fell in thorny ground, and some just fell on the top, and then that which was planted in the ground, where immediately the devil will come to try to steal out of your heart once you have a dream, a vision, write down a goal, have a prophetic word spoken. The devil's job, his J-O-B, has not changed. His job description, John 10:10, the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. So we can't trip when he comes because he's just doing what he's been assigned to do. Our part is keeping the main thing with our eyes focused on God, with our eyes knowing that his promises are yea and amen, with us having a settled, resolute inside of us, that we know, that we know, that we know God is real. And it's too late to make us sway, to deviate, or be detoured or derailed. Yes, we will all have some hiccups from hell because the devil does not fight fair. Yes, we all will have holy haters come across our path, because who else more so would God use than some carnal Christians and shallow folks, holy haters. And usually, sometimes it comes right in your home, because can't nobody hurt you like the ones you love. But remember, see the spirit and stop tripping over the persons. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Quit getting mad at people, but start praying against the spirit behind it. In other words, keeping the main thing, the main thing, by keeping your faith as the highest priority in your life, by purposing every day to know God. In the Greek, that know means gnohi, which means an intimacy, as intimate as is when Adam knew Eve, as a husband and his wife, as a mother nurturing her child. There's an intimacy you will have with God. That's how he can say, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So we have to do a spirit check, a hearing check first with ourselves. What do you mean, Dr. V? See, a lot of times when we hear ourselves say, I don't know what I'm hearing, I'm not understanding, all you really just said is I need to put more time in with God, because the word says, my sheep know my voice. And if you're lacking that wisdom, going over to my favorite book of James, it says in James 1:5, if you lack wisdom, if you lack understanding, ask it of him and he'll give it to you literally. But you got to have an intimacy when you're asking a question to know how to hear his voice to receive the answer. Make ourselves knowing God has to be our highest priority. You can't say you know God and you've been hanging out only in the outer court, haven't pressed in daily in the inner court, haven't spent the quality time in the Holy of Holies to say you know Daddy God. That's like you say you know somebody that is a casual friend. You don't know their favorite color. You don't know their favorite food. You don't know their favorite artist. You don't really know them. You know their name. You know them by facial recognition. But the true definition of the intimacy of knowing them, we do not. And it's okay. I laugh on Facebook when even myself, I have 2 or 3 accounts that have over 5,000 friends. I don't really know, but maybe a tenth of those people, because I have traveled and been around different places. But to really know people, you have to spend the time. You have to put in the time. You have to put in the intimacy. Well, okay, Dr. V, to do what this is instructing me to do, to know God as this is instructing me to know him, help me out some. Well, let's talk about this morning. as we're practicing and making ourselves know God through prayer and praise, how does that really come about? Well, it's going to come about when we put in the time, and one of the first things we have to do is we've got to guard our prayer time. Uh-oh, first you got to have a prayer time to guard the prayer time. That means every day there has to be a time that you dialogue with God. And dialogue means two people are talking. You can't be dialoguing with God and you're the only one running your mouth. I mean, when I get in God's presence, yes, I have desires on my heart. Yes, I have concerns I want to present before the Father, but there's got to be a time when I come before God that I'm quiet before the Lord and I'm listening to hear what he has to say. He's the all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-omnipotent one. And if I'm the one doing all the talking, something's wrong with that equation. And in our prayer time, that's the intimacy with all of heaven backing you up as you come into the very throne room of God. Hebrews 4:16 tells us to come boldly into the throne room of God. And there we can obtain grace. We can obtain mercy from God. Most of us want somebody else to pray for us. We want to call the mother, the pastor, the church, the prayer warriors. How about us first having our own individual life? See, that's what it means when we want to know God. There's an intimacy there where you know his voice. Just like I hear parents always say, oh, I know my child. I know what they'll do. I know what they're capable of. Yeah, because see, you've been around all the time. You know the at-home behavior. And so when you know your child will lie to you at home, I don't know why you go down to the school or on the job and act like, I can't believe my child will lie. You've been seeing them lie for 10 years. And let's just, come on now. So we have to know and be honest first about ourselves and with others and with that intimacy in prayer and in praising God to wash us with the word. The real deliverance of God comes. So guard your prayer time and learn how to get in God's presence. And yes, give your petitions, but learn how to be quiet before the Lord and let him speak to you. He's the all-wise God. He's the all-knowing God. He's the one who can speak specifically with direction on what we need to know and hear and walk out. And anyway, when we're asking God, that's what we want, is to know his will and to want to know to do it his way. See, there's not a chapter or verse you can go to that'll tell you if that's the right job for you or if that's the right husband or even if that's the right course in school to take. That's when knowing God doesn't become an option. It becomes a mandate. And when we spend the time in his presence, then that won't be such an overwhelming option for us in our lives. It'll be second nature. Like we walk into our homes and speak to our family and give them a hug because we have an intimate relationship with family. Another way, after you guard your prayer time, you got to guard your Bible study. See, some of us, when we say go to the book of Malachi, you talking about Malachi? You want to go to Job? No, Job. Who is Zephaniah? See, you got to know the word. Well, you can tell me every shoe designer, every purse. You can tell me every reality TV show. We know what we want to know. And we have to purpose. Don't just say amen or oh me. I had to remember in my earlier years when I had to deliver myself from watching soap operas. I said, Lord, the Lord said, you're coming to me with this crazy thinking. Why? Because you put garbage in, then garbage comes out of your spirit. Why aren't you learning the word? And I remember when I went to seminary and I blew up a little book by Charles Capps that has scriptures, and I blew them up where I had like 14 of them on my wall, and I was surprised how quickly I started memorizing all these different scriptures and where they were, so that when the enemy would try to attack my mind, not if, but when, I could wrestle with the word. I could give the enemy the word, knowing that it was wrapped in the anointing. Know that as I hurl the word through the heavens, I know that that prophet told me, Isaiah, it would not return void, because I spent time knowing his word and will apply his word to every situation. I'm challenging us as we guard our prayer time, as we guard our time in studying his word, then we will say that we know God in that intimate way that he desires for us, and we'll walk boldly with the confidence of knowing that we know that we know that God's got us, even in a pandemic, even when our change is strange and our money is funny, even when the doctors have said that there's nothing else they can do, even in the midst of a severed relationship, and you know nobody but God can restore. No matter what comes at us, when we have the intimacy with Daddy God, when we know him in spirit and in truth, then we'll see the boldness of Christ rise up in it. That's number three. We're going to continue with our 12 example series next time we're together. Practice today his presence. Practice today meditating, announcing to the heavens his word. Practice today worshiping him in worship of spirit and truth. Back to you, Minister Keisha.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, somebody. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for that right now word on today. I appreciate that. I'm taking copious notes. I was taking copious notes, and I thank you. I thank you for being in our pocket today, practicing God's presence through prayer and praise, and giving us guard your prayer time and guard your time in studying your Bible, the intimacy with God. Thank you for that. I ask you to come back and close us, close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. Let's pray over our prayer requests. Father, we thank you for your voice on today. Oh, Father, we thank you for her. We thank you for your daughter, Father. We thank you, Father, that she has poured out from heaven's throne. Father, thank you for touching her and blessing her, Father. Everything that she poured out, Father, give her a double portion on today with your anointing, and let your glory rest, rule, and abide all around her and through her, Father. Thank you, oh, Father God, that her family is blessed. Her mother is blessed. Mother Josie, we lift her up, oh, Father. Pray, Lord, that you strengthen her in every way, Father. Lord, just let your presence be in their home like never before. Father, we lift up Dr. PK, Father. Lord, that you strengthen her and blessing her in a mighty way and keeping her, Father, and her family, Father, and her children and her children's children, God. We thank you for artist life, Father, from the head to the tail, God. Lord, that your hand is upon this company and your favor, Father God, is on each and every one. Father God, we pray, Father, for the bereaved families, Lord, that you're comforting them, God, this morning today. Oh, Father God, that you're giving them a peace which passes all understanding. Father, we thank you, oh God, for you said you will restore health unto thee and you will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. So, Father, we call out Pastor Chuck Brown, Barry and Bishop Crawford, Father, Kim Wilson, Minister, Mr. Harrington, Father, and Isaac, oh, Father, oh, Lord, Mary Rucker family, and Tamika, Father God, Vanessa and Ariana, Father God, Eddie and Macy, Father, Alvina, Father, Big Girl, Taryn, God, Pam, God, Vanessa, the nation, Father, we lift before you, Father. Every children is returning to school, oh, Father. Kenan and Angie and Diane, Father, we thank you for Gwen and Shirley Ann, Father God. We thank you for Charlene, Father, that you're healing right now. Bishop Ralph Lewis family, Father, Mother Brown and every senior in the world, oh, Father God. We thank you for Cousin Arlene and Elaine and Valletta, Father. We thank you for Tiffany and Kaylon and Christopher and Kaylin and Marisha, Father. We thank you for Samuel Turner that you're healing right now, Father, that you're bringing him up and out, Father God. Dr. Daniel, every church, Father God. Lord, we just lift in your hands right now. We love you today. We bless you today, for your word said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord hear and deliver them out of them all. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. To hear this powerful playback message, you want to dial 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Once again, the new motivational call is next. That's 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. town. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for greeting everyone and open the call with that powerful prayer and tag. Kaylin, thanks once again for ushering us into the presence of God. And Pastor Vanessa, thank you for that right now word. It was a powerful message this morning. Would you come and close us with the benediction?
Thank you, daughter. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that we truly are your agents, your ministers in the marketplace, and we purpose to practice your presence through prayer and praise. We thank you that you are stirring up inside of us all the gifts and talents to be used for your glory and edify us for our good. So as we leave this call, but never departing from your presence, keep reminding us as you go before us, God, that we're on assignment, that we're on a mission, and we have a mandate. And we accept it knowing that you, Father, have anointed us and appointed us for such a time as this. So bless us, keep us, and strengthen us is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.